From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. Belgium to change, charge several as terrorists after nationwide raids. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors said they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. The country's National Security Council met Saturday to review mounting evidence of an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant, hour by hour.
Et donc nous appelons à continuer de manière sereine à vivre normalement. Nous appelons vraiment chacun.
He urged everyone to continue to live normally in a calm way. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attacks in March on the Brussels airport and subway that killed 32 people. The U.S.-based giant aviation corporation Boeing has reached an agreement with Iran to sell the country 100 passenger planes, Iran's aviation authority announced today. The deal is one of three separate agreements made between Iran and Western plane makers for a total of around 200 aircraft since Washington lifted economic sanctions on the country in January. The contract for the Boeing planes is worth an estimated $17 billion and, should it be completed, would be the first time Iran bought planes from Boeing since before the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Tens of thousands of demonstrators have gathered on the Japanese island of Okinawa, demanding the U.S. military shut down its bases there following a rash of high-profile incidents involving service members that have made headlines in recent months. Protesters at today's rally want a plan to move a U.S. base from one part of the island to another scrapped altogether. Disaffection with the U.S. military bases on the island has been brewing for years. This is VOA News.